Duration.
Yeah. Now, would you, if you were talking about oats, would you say, what verb would you put in there between oats and thrashed? Oats?
Oats are thrashed.
Okay. And if, talking about the greatest distance you could go, you'd say, 2 miles, I was really tired. Say, I'm really tired, and this morning 2 miles is the...
it's too far.
I could walk.
Oh.
Say 2 miles is...
It's too far to walk.
Well, could you use something with a far form and say the far?
You mean...
if you use the farthest, the furthest.
Oh, the farthest I could walk,
yeah,
would be from the mile today.
Sure. And if something belonged to me, you're talking to me, mm-hmm, and I'd say, whose tape recorder is this? You'd say, why, it's...
He is.
Or, you know,
it's mine.
Yeah, or you'd say it's you.
It's his. It's yours.
Yeah. And if it belonged to both of us, you'd say it's...
It's ours.
If it belonged to them...
It's theirs.
And if it belonged to her...
It's hers.
Okay. And if you wanted to know when someone was coming back, let's say several people were at your house, mm-hmm, you might say, when are...
Oh, they'll be back pretty soon.
You want to know, though, and you might ask them. You might say, when...
Well, when are they coming back?
If you're talking directly to them, you'd say...
Oh, when are you coming back?
Yeah. Now, is it... Would you have...
Oh, you mean if the you are represented by a number of people,
yeah,
when are you all coming back?
Okay. Now, but you'd never use that in talking to one person.
Never.
All right. And if there was a car out there and there were four or five people standing around, it was on the, say it was parked up on your lawn or something, and you might come up and say,
is that yours?
Yeah.
That belongs to y'all?
Is that y'all's car?
Does that belong to y'all?
Okay, but you'd say that.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't say y'all's car.
No.
And if you want to know everybody who was at a party, you might ask a friend of yours
who all was there.
All right, and if you want to know everything they said, you might say...
What all did they say? Yes, right. We're...
And if there was a party, there was a number of small children at, mm-hmm, a party, and you might ask, who children were there?
Whose children?
Yeah, would you ever say who all's children?
Yes, we do that. Who all's children were there?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the some different kinds of things made with wheat flour, ordinary bread that you make at home, you'd call that?
Stow.
Okay, the bread, though, would you call it?
Homemade bread.
Yeah, and what different kinds of bread are there,
basically? Well, there's yeast bread and quick bread.
What's that?
Quick bread. Quick bread's bread without yeast, doesn't have to rise. You just whip it all up in a batter and put it in a pan and bake it. And that's why it's called quick. It's quick to make.
Oh, I see. Now, would you call the bread like you just went to the grocery store and just bought a loaf of ordinary bread?
And it's bakery bread.
Okay. Do you ever call that white bread?
Yeah.
Or light bread?
Right.
Now, bakery bread, light bread, and white bread, which would you probably use?
If I went to the store and asked for it to be brought to me, I'd say I want a loaf of light bread.
Okay. And then these small things you make on a pan.
Muffins.
Okay. With wheat flour. Or with flour.
Yeah, muffins.
Okay. How about things made with cornmeal?
They could be muffins too, or they could be cornbread or pones.
Right.
Corn pone.
Now, what is that in a loaf? Is that
corn pone or small loaves?
Right. Did they ever use the term corn dodger for anything?
Yes. Now, I didn't. We call them hoe cakes. There's hoe cakes, and they're fried. You drop the batter in the skillet, and it flattens itself, and then you flip it over like a flapjack, and we call them hoe cakes.
Now, does that cover the whole?
No, they're just about 3 inches across.
I see.
Four.
Now, but that's another, but you think that corn dodger meant that?
It could be that that's what corn dodger is.
Okay. And these little things you drop in deep fat?
Well, those are hush puppies.
Okay. And then, let's see. How about a kind of corn, some kind of thing made in with, that you eat with a spoon?
Oh, spoon bread.
Yeah, do you make that?
Yes.
And how do you make that?